You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ariel Quiñones, co-founder of Iron Hack, which is Miami's number one student-rated full curriculum web design and coding boot camp. Iron Hack offers full-time and part-time courses in web development, UX or UI design, and front in web development. Ariel, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. So I understand that you are the co-founder of Iron Hack, a web design and coding boot camp with campuses also in Madrid and Barcelona, Spain, Miami, Florida, and coming soon, Paris, France. When did you come up with this idea for Iron Hack, and how do you differentiate your education offerings from other providers in the markets where you operate?
Sure. So we came up with the idea back in early 2013. At the time, I was actually a business student myself. I was pursuing my MBA program. And during my previous years in technology, I realized that it was so challenging to find programmers all over the U.S. And really all over the world. So that really puzzled me. How is it possible that a career that is so in demand and highly compensated by the market suffers from such a dramatic skills gap? So in looking at that, we look at the root causes and some of the biggest sources of talent and realized that there was a big gap between the skills that were being demanded by employers and traditional universities and other vocational schools that are producing this type of talent. So our basic premise back in 2013 was let's find a new format, non-traditional format of education that will close that bridge and in a short period of time produce technical talent that responds to the employer's needs and has the tools and the abilities to produce websites, applications that are fitting for the 21st century. That's how we got started. Our premise initially was to build something that was return on investment driven. You know, we've been a product of educational experiences and institutions where at times you wonder, why am I spending so much time and money on this course or on this program where I don't see a very tangible outcome coming out from that? So everything that we do at Iron Hack is focused on ROI and delivering a tangible return to the student. And I think that's the biggest differentiator when looking at other traditional players or even some of the more innovative online players in the marketplace currently.
Now, how do you plan your course offerings and curriculum to ensure that they deliver the skills to your students that employers are looking for today?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's part of our secret sauce, if you may. When we go into a market, it all starts with really digging deep into the market needs. As you mentioned, we're in four cities currently. And every time we launch a new city, we do a lot of business development and research on what are the pressing talent needs for that specific market. In some markets, there's a big deficit of programmers, front-end, back-end, mobile programmers. In other markets, there's a bigger need for designers and other types of technology roles, right? So it all starts with having a good understanding of what is the employer and the industries that are present in that city need in terms of skill sets. Once we have a good understanding of what the market needs, it's a constant process of revisioning the curriculum and updating our product so we keep abreast with the times. As you probably know, technology is an industry that changes dramatically. It's a very dynamic industry, and it's very important for us to keep ahead of the times. I'll give you a very specific example. We've had courses where we're launching a very exciting new technology. In mid-course, Apple or Google is changing dramatically the underlying technologies that they utilize to serve their users. So IronHack, as a 21st century digital training institution, needs to react rapidly to that type of dynamic environment. We treat our curriculum almost as if it were a software product, in the sense that we're always constantly updating the curriculum. If you go to an IronHack course now in February, and then you look at the same curriculum in April or in June, you will find that there's always an incremental and then sometimes a bigger change and improvement that responds either to a changing market need, that responds to different learning outcomes that we're experiencing with our students, or just responds to anything that we anticipate from the market changing, right? So that's a big part of what we do, and it's important that we're always in constant dialogue with the marketplace and employers to reflect those changes into our curriculum.
Sounds pretty awesome to me. Now, can coding be learned by and make sense to students who don't have technical and programming backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, most of our students, two-thirds of our students, fit into this category. And I think it's time that we debunk the myth of, the nerdy, mathy programmer of the 20th century. If you look at programmers today, they come from all walks of life, all genders, cultures, levels of education, and you really don't need to be a math genius to be a programmer or enter the field of technology. At the end of the day, programming is like any other subject. It's about understanding the fundamentals and putting the skills into practice. And personally, I'd say programming is more about logic than higher level mathematics or anything that's complex. When people see programming and they think of the Matrix and they're intimidated by all the codes and the hashtags and all that, those things, sure, it can be challenging in the beginning. But if you have an organization like IronHack or a mentor who can guide you through those initial stages, people quickly realize that this is something much easier to learn than they had anticipated. And I think this is important to learn as societies or technology ecosystems, because to me, coding and technology will be one of the biggest enabling skills of the 21st century. And by that I mean any person, regardless of whether they want to be a programmer or not, that has these skills will have a world of opportunities open that others who don't have that skill won't, right? If you look at what's happening with technology and how it's displacing many traditional jobs through automation, artificial intelligence, robotics, the only way that I think our society and individuals can move up the value chain is by actually being the creator of that technology or the modifier of that technology that's displacing the traditional job. So I think it's not only possible for someone who's not technical to learn this, but I think it's important to learn it.
Without a doubt, today we are joined by Ariel Quinones, co-founder of IronHack, which is Miami's number one student-rated full curriculum web design and coding boot camp that offers full-time and part-time courses in web development, UX and UI design, and front-end web development here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. I understand that you recently wrote an article for Entrepreneur.com about how learning code can help startups make money sooner. Can you explain how this is possible and why knowing code helps startup owners to be better prepared to run their businesses?
Absolutely. I think there's many reasons, and in that article I covered two or three. First, it all starts with saving money on the launch. for me, the riskiest part perhaps of a venture is initially going to market and validating your idea. Many entrepreneurs that I talk to on a daily basis, their first action once they have the idea is to pursue some sort of development or contractor who's going to build out that technology. That is a big expense. So if we can train entrepreneurs to build a basic prototype, or what's commonly referred now in the tech world as a minimum viable product, that allows them to go to market fast without having to spend substantial amount of funds on hiring programmers or contractors, that's a big thing. Secondly, learning to code helps you be a better project manager. And even if you decide to go down the path of initially hiring a programmer, or maybe after you have your first proof of concept and you see some traction in your business, you decide to hire a programmer or a team of programmers, I found that the CEOs and entrepreneurs that have the skill sets do a much better job of leading these teams and project managing. I'll give you one example of one of my students here in Miami. The student had no interest in being a professional software developer after the course, but he understood the benefits of being able to launch his own prototype and then scoping out the project efficiently thereafter. And when he initially launched the scope, he got received several quotes from programmers. And one of them, I think probably the cheapest one, was $100,000. By having good understanding of the underlying technologies, of the timetable that's required to put one of these apps together, he was able to have a very direct and transparent conversation with the contracting agency and say, like, hey, we don't need this technology right now. This shouldn't take this long. And he was able to reduce the cost of the project from $100,000 to $40,000 in a matter of a couple hours, right? That was only because of his understanding of the technologies themselves and of coding. For the average entrepreneur, the technology side is almost a black box, and they're almost intimidated to ask any sort of questions and trust blindly anyone that sends them a quote on the technology side. And then finally, I think it's important to be a better manager. As you grow an organization that has a lot of programmers or technical profiles, I think it's important to be able to converse intelligently about their work. And this is an area and a field where you're not able to do that unless you have a decent understanding of what's happening underneath the hood, right? So for me, it's about having an intelligent conversation, being able to identify good talent from the bat, and retaining that talent through a mutual respect of everyone's roles, both the business and the technology people.
I also read in an article that a former NFL player learned firsthand how important it is to know code before launching a startup. Can you share the story with our listeners on this?
Yeah, this is probably one of my coolest student stories. Philip Buchanan was a professional football player. He was in the league for over 10 years, pro bowler. I think he was a first-round draft pick, very successful NFL career. And then when he retired in 2011, he went into different entrepreneurial ventures, one of which was a technology startup. And he had a miserable first experience with the world of tech. I think he spent over $200,000. In hiring programmers, the scope of work was totally whack and made no sense. He had no understanding of what they were doing, so couldn't give them good direction. So he quickly realized from that costly and painful mistake that if he wanted to embark again on a tech venture, he would just have to get smarter about technology. So, in the early side of 2016, Billet was her first professional football player, enrolled in Ironhack, and he spent 10 weeks with us learning how to code. Totally non-traditional background, but he was very successful throughout the program. You know, and it proved to show that someone who is not a technical person or a math person, a very smart person, no question, but had been out of school for almost 15 years, was capable of learning this. And I know now, as a tech entrepreneur, he's way better equipped to launch tech ventures and manage these projects. So I think if Philip shows anything, is that anyone can learn this type of stuff, and it's especially a good investment for entrepreneurs.
We are certainly on the same page, and I couldn't agree more. Lastly, you've met a lot of entrepreneurs and startup owners as a result of your work at Ironhack. Along with learning code, what's a tip that you could provide to someone who wants to build a profitable tech startup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's building a profitable tech startup is very, very challenging. You know, we all know the stats of a failure rate and success. But if I had to tell you one thing that I usually focus on with early stage entrepreneurs is focus. And what I mean by that is the biggest advantage that you have as an early stage entrepreneur is your ability to focus on one very specific customer segment or one very specific use case for your app or tool. When people start a company, I think one of the biggest mistakes that they make is making an assumption that they're going to launch this for the general masses. You know, I'm going for millennials, or I'm going for young professionals, or people from 18 to 60 in the United States. That's a huge audience. And in my opinion, when you're not speaking to a very focused audience, you're not really speaking to anyone, right? So my recommendation is always, before you start broadly, start with a very small niche. Own that niche. Understand what value that segment of the population is looking for from your technology. Achieve high levels of customer penetration within that segment. And once you get close to monopolizing those group of users, then you can start thinking about branching out to other segments and growing your business. That would be my biggest piece of advice for early stage entrepreneurs.
Well, Ariel, it certainly has been good to have had you and to know more about Ironhack, and think it's great what you have in place with also locations globally. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Ironhack.
Listen, the easiest thing would be to go on our website. It's www.ironhack.com. Or you can email us at hi@ironhack.com.
Once again, Ariel, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly most welcome. We have been speaking with Ariel Canones, co-founder of Ironhack, which is Miami's number one student-rated full curriculum web design and coding boot camp that offers full-time and part-time courses in web development, UX and UI design, and front-end web development. And for more information, simply visit ironhack.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.